اوكي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد. So what are you doing in the mountains of California? So let me share the screen and okay. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is where we were doing the adat tahammul and siyagh tahammul wal ada. We were doing that, and we did haddathana and akhbarana, and we are still on qirat ala al-sheikh. Do you remember that 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay. So then we discussed the issue of whether haddathana is better, or whether akhbarana is better, or whether sama' is better than qirat ala al-sheikh. So I discussed this. Always the sama'a is basically when the sheikh reads to the student is always better. However, some ulama were of the opinion that qirat ala sheikh is better to where the student reads to the student, so to the teacher. So Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani is negating that opinion. He says tanbih al qira'atu ala sheikh ahadu wujuhi tahammul 'inda al jumhur. Qirat ala sheikh is one of the methods of transmission according to the jumhur. Wa ab'ada man aba dhalika min ahli al-Iraq. And some of the people of Iraq who deny this are far from the truth. What these people say is that to read back to the sheikh, that's not really authoritative, because the it's passive for the sheikh, and the student might be making mistakes, whereas when the sheikh is doing it, it's active for him, and he is an expert, so he won't make mistakes. So this is why they basically said if it's only qirat ala sheikh, then that is not mu'tabar. Some of the Ahlul Iraq, they mentioned that. Khatib Baghdadi mentioned these people by name. وَقَدْ اشْتَدَّ إِنْكَارُ الْإِمَامِ مَالِكِ وَغَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْمَدِنِيِّينَ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي ذَلِكَ. Some people وَقَدْ اشْتَدَّ إِنْكَارُ الْإِمَامِ مَالِكِ وَغَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْمَدِنِيِّينَ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي ذَلِكَ. Imam Malik very extremely responded to them and very very extremely rejected them and other Madinis alongside him. حَتَّى بَالَغَ بَعْضُهُمْ فَرَجَّحَهَا عَلَى السَّمَاعِ مِنْ لَفْزِ الشَّيْخِ. To the extent that some of the opposition, some of the Madaniyin, they did mubalagha, and when they were so extreme in the opposition that they started saying that al-qira'a ala sheikh is better than sama'a. And this is the same kind of thing that happened with the mas'ala to khalq al-Qur'an, right? That, you know, the Mu'tazili said that the Qur'an is created, and some of the Hanabilas responded in such an extreme manner that they said that even the pages, the ink and the paper and everything is also ghayr makhluq. So similarly here, some people rejected the authority of Al-Qira'a ala Sheikh. Imam Malik and others have responded to them, and then some of the followers responded in such an extreme manner that they started saying that Al-Qira'a ala Sheikh is better than Sama'. Right, Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi is given a middle view, and he says, no, it is established part of adat al-tahammul. However, we need to keep it in its place as second. You know, sama' is first, and al-qira'a ala al-sheikh is second. Yeah. وَذَهَبَ جَمْعٌ and many a group have gone that way to say that it is إِلَى أَنَّ السَّمَاعَ مِنْ لَفْزِ الشَّيْخِ وَالْقَلَاءَ عَلَيْهِ سَوَاءٌ. So they didn't differentiate between them or did not extremely privilege one over the other. وَذَهَبَ جَمْعٌ مِنْهُمَ الْبُخَارِي وَحَكَاهُ فِي أَوَائِلِ صَحِيحِهِ عَنْ جَمَاعَةٍ مِنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ إِلَى أَنَّ السَّمَاعَ مِنْ لَفْسِ الشَّيْخِ وَالْقِرَاءَ عَلَيْهِ يعني فِي الصِّحَّةِ وَالْقُوَّةِ سَوَاءٌ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. Some of the ulama, such as Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi and Imam Ali ibn Madini, Imam Bukhari mentions this in the beginning of the Sahih from a few a'imma, and this is the hadith ahadith that we read last time. Let's see if I can find them. Okay, that's fine. All of us, I think, all of us. It was just a technical glitch.
No problem.
Okay, so. Not sharing, am I? Am I sharing?
No, not yet.
Was I sharing before?
Yes, you pull up the page with the hadith.
Okay, yeah, so this is, I mentioned Imam al-Bukhari. So he's basically saying there are many scholars, such as Imam Bukhari and others, who do not make a distinction between Sama'a and Qira'at ala Sheikh. And they say that as far as Quwa and Siha is concerned, both of them are the same. But Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani is saying that Sama'a is better. First, he's saying that Qira'at al-Sheikh is a valid adat al-tahammul, and those people who deny this are wrong, and those people who go to the other extreme and say that you know, Qira'at is more better than Sama, they're also wrong. And then he's basically alluding to the fact that some scholars, like Imam Bukhari and others, basically said that they're the same. However, the dominant opinion is that Sama'a is better than Qira'a. And when he says, Fi awa'il sahihi, this is what he's referring to when he says, this one, Babu Qawli al-Muhaddith haddasana wa akhbarana wa anba'ana. Through this, he's basically trying to establish that. There we go. Babu ma ja'a fil ilmi wa qawli ta'ala wa qur rabbi zidni ilma al-qira'a wal-ardu ala al-muhaddithi wa ra'yu al-hasan wa al-thawri wa malik al-qira'a ja'idha. Yeah? Wahtajja ba'adhum في القراءة على العالم بحديث ضمام بن ثعلبة قال لنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أمرك أن تصلي الصلاة قال نعم قال فهذه قراءة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر ضمام قومه بذلك فأجازوه واحتج مالك بالصك يقرأ على القوم فيقولون أشهدنا فلان ويقرأ ذلك قراءة عليهم ويقرأ على المقري فيقول قارئ أقرأني فلان حدثنا محمد بن سلام قال حدثنا محمد بن حسن الواسط عن عوف عن الحسن قال لا بأس بالقراءة على العالم وأخبرنا محمد يوسف الفربري قال حدثنا محمد إسماعيل البخاري قال حدثنا عبيد الله بن موسى قال إذا قرئ على المحدث فلا بأس أن يقول حدثني قال وسمعت أبا يقول عن ما أوصفين. So this is the whole discussion right at the beginning of Kitab al-Ilm on this about the difference between Imam Bukhari seems to not make a difference between al-qira'a and sama'a. That's all he's saying. So there are a few assumptions here, and Imam Ibn Hajar is breaking those assumptions and coming out with the kind of the Mu'tazil position. وَالْإِنْبَاءُ مِنْ حَيْثِ اللُّغَةِ وَإِصْتِلَاحُ الْمُتَقَدِّمِينَ بِمَعْنَى الْإِخْبَارِ. And إِنْبَاء, according to لُغَة, right, from the word نَبَأَ, إِنْبَاء, عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم. And also the technical definition of the متقدمين is another synonym for حدثنا. إلا في عرف المتأخرين فهو للإجازة. However, according to the عرف of the متأخرين, this word is used for إجازة, إجازة كعن لأن في عرف المتأخرين للإجازة because عن according to the عرف of the متأخرين latest scholars it is for إجازة. Okay. So let's have a look at this. Right. Let's see if I've got an example of this here. أنبأنا محمد بن الحسن بن قتيبة قال حدثنا قتيبة بن أبي السري قال حدثنا عبد الرزاق قال أنبأنا معمر عن هشام بن عروة عن أبيه عن عائشة سألها. So this is in موارد الذمعان by Imam نور الدين الهيثمي. So here we see the word أنبأنا معمر عن هشام. So أنبأنا is synonymous according to the متقدمين to أخبرنا. And Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani is saying that أنبأنا لغة and also according to the اصطلاح of the متقدمين it is it is وأخبرنا. However, according to the اصطلاح of the متأخرين, أنبأنا is just مطلق عن. Okay, I think we saw some examples of this the other day. Oh, where did I see example of this? We looked at Al-Fanid, right? Imam Suyuti's Al-Fanid. Do you remember, or was it with you guys that I looked at Imam Suyuti's book? No?
No, I don't recall that model.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because I teach this Nuzha to in three different places, so sometimes I forget, and they're close by as well. Let's have a look.
Sorry, Mona, once you're looking. Is it according to the mutaqaddimin that it's the same as an, or is it according to the mutaakhirin?
According to the متقدمين, it's according to the متقدمين, it's أخبرنا. It's the same as أخبرنا. It's the متأخرين who say is إجازة. Yeah. So this is Imam Suyuti. This book is primarily about like. Quite nice. Al-Fanid fi halawat al-Asanid. Right, look at this. Let's go to another riwayat. There we go. حديث اجتمع فيه خمسة من الصحابة يروي بعضهم عن بعض. So we've not looked at this book.
No, not
No.
that I remember.
Okay, so Imam Suyuti is giving his isnad. أخبرني محمد بن مقبل الحلبي إجازة مكاتبة. Now, let's remember this إجازة مكاتبة is going to come again. عن أحمد بن عبد العزيز ومحمد بن علي الحراوي كلاهما عن الحافظ شرف الدين الدمياطي قال أنبأ الحافظ يوسف بن خليل قال أنبأ ذاكر بن كامل قال أنبأ أبو زكريا يحيى بن أبي عمر الإصبهاني قال أنبأ عمي أحمد بن الفضل، قال أنبأ أبو علي الحسين بن أحمد البرزعي، قال حدثنا محمد بن العباس الجوزي، قال حدثنا محمد بن حيان الأنصاري، قال حدثنا الشاذكوني، قال حدثنا سفيان بن عيينة عن الزهري عن سعيد بن المسيب عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص عن عثمان بن عفان عن عمر بن الخطاب عن أبي بكر الصديق. So there we go. From سعيد بن المسيب، from عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص عن صحابي، عن عثمان بن عفان، عن عمر بن الخطاب، عن ابي بكر الصديق، عن بلال رضي الله عنهم، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الموت كفارة لكل مسلم. The reason why I mentioned this is you see that the later متأخرون they use the word أنبأ quite a lot. That's the point that I was trying to make here. They use the word أنبأ quite a lot, and amba according to them is the same as you're saying an, okay, but they just used the word amba. It's something that was their style. I mean, from the earlier scholars, they use an, that was their style. So you'll notice that I think Omar, I must have mentioned this to you, that if you were to take up this isnad, yeah, and if you were to kind of break it up according to Quran, right? And normally in hadith studies, one Quran is about 40 years, right? Or one tabaqa is about 40 years. If you were to kind of break it up into kind of 40 years, then you will basically see that, so where are we? So, Haddasana Sufyan ibn Uyayna from Ani Zuhri, Ibn Shihab al Zuhri died in 124 Hijri. Yeah, Ali ibn al-Madini says that most of the isnads they go through six people, and nearly all of them go through Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri. Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri is known as the madar of most of the asanid. It's a hyperbole, but it's saying that he's such a pivotal figure. But you'll see from this, kind of like from the 120s and earlier, you don't get kind of sophisticated terminologies of akhbarana, haddathana, sami'atu, qira'atan alayhi, ajazani. It's just an, right, all the way. And that's a general kind of, I mean, you do get it, but generally speaking, most of them from that period is an, and that's because it follows the kind of data that terminologies were not as developed. Whereas if you look at the golden age of hadith studies, this is the golden age, you know, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Muhammad al-Hayyala, and so these are the kind of the Bukhari and Ahmad ibn Hanbal age. You see that all of the sophisticated terminologies are there. And then when you go earlier, then you'll basically see that it's an, it's amba'a, you know, people are not really bothering that much because the books have already been, the hadiths have already been documented in the book. So it's quite interesting just to have a kind of look at that in that way.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, from a historical point of view. And you can take any hadith and you can basically do this. Let's look at اجتمع في أربع صحابيات سنتان من أزواج سلسل وسنتان ربيبتان. Four Sahabis, Sahabiyya, two of them the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wives, and two of them his stepdaughters. أخبرني الحافظ أبو الفضل ابن فاد قال أنبأ إبراهيم بن الصديق علي بن العباس الحجار قال أنبأ أنجب بن أبي سادات إجازة أنبأ أبو زرعة طاهر بن محمد المقدسي إمام. So this is the Mamluk era, right? Imam Suyuti. So Suyuti has written this book. Suyuti died in 911 Hijri. So we're talking about Mamluk era. أنبأ أبو زرع طاهر بن محمد المقدسي قال أنبأ محمد بن حسين قال أنبأ القاسم بن أبي المنذر قال أنبأ علي بن إبراهيم بن سلمة قال أنبأ محمد يزيد القزويني قال حدثنا أبو بكر ابن أبي شيبة. Yeah, this is I think Imam Ibn Majah. Yeah, So Muhammad Yazid al-Qazwini is Imam Ibn Majah. So this guy, Ali ibn Ibrahim ibn Salama, or somebody above, it doesn't necessarily have to be Ali ibn Abi Ibrahim, but somebody above might be quoting Amba'a. And then from Muhammad Yazid al-Qazwini, who's the Imam Ibn Majah, he is quoting his teacher, who's the author of the Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah. He's saying, Haddathana. So that's when the elaborate, so this is now we come to the age of the Sahih here. Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah. قال حدث سفيان بن عيينة, and then we go in onto the kind of rudimentary stage where hadith has not been completely collected. Again, Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri, Zuhri, عن عروة, عن زينب بنت أم سلمة صحابية, عن حبيبة ابنة أم حبيبة, the daughter of أم حبيبة. So زينب, the daughter of أم سلمة, Umm Salama, and then the Prophet's wife, and then Habiba, Ibnat Umm Habiba, An Ummiha Umm Habiba, An Zainab bint Jahshin, radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, anha qala. So you can again see this in the Isnad. Yeah. I look at this one. Min Riwayat Ahmad ibn Hanbal, An Shafi'i, An Malik. Yeah. Here he's truncated the isnad and he just said wabil isnad ila Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Malik qala haddathana abi qala haddathana Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i qala anba'a Malik an Nafi. So this is not this most likely there's no Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i is not saying anba'a, is probably somebody from this part of the isnad. Yep. So again, that's a way of dating terminologies as well.
So the terminologies really change by era with the Urf, but the one that's the gold standard, which no matter when they say it is very strong, is Haddathana, right? Because Anba'ana could be Ijazah, and An is the weakest. I forgot about Akhbarana. I know we took it last time, but the Haddathana is really the gold standard, right?
Yeah,
Because there's no way to interpret Haddathana.
we still need to take that with a pinch of salt, Omar, because not everybody makes a distinction between Haddathana and Akhbarana. Imam Tahawi doesn't, Imam Abu
Interesting.
Hanifa doesn't, Imam Bukhari doesn't, Ali ibn al-Madini doesn't. So the way that you do this is that you study the views of each Imam on their own to see what the view
Interesting.
is. Yeah.
Got it.
وعنعنة المعاصر محمولة على السماع. So it's come back to the issue of عنعنة. عنعنة basically means to do riwayat with عن. Yeah? To do riwayat with, as we have seen, عن, عن, عن. Yeah? So what is he saying? وعنعنة المعاصر محمولة على السماع. If two people are contemporary, by contemporary doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be of the same age. Contemporary means that they're living together. So when one contemporary student does a riwayat from the teacher, obviously if he is his teacher, then he will be his contemporary. With an'ana, then that an'ana will basically be in lieu of sama'a. Does that make sense? That will be taken as that Zuhri heard from Sa'ib ibn Yazid. And the reason why this rule has been brought in is because when you come to this part of the Isnad from 120s backwards to the early ages, everybody is doing an. And as I mentioned, that because their terminologies have not been developed. And therefore, basically saying, Zuhri saying, Zuhri an Issa'ib ibn Yazid is exactly the same thing as Zuhri saying, Sami'tu. An Sa'ib ibn Yazid or Haddathani Sa'ib ibn Yazid. Does that make sense?
Yes, is that only for that era, or does this rule
No,
apply at all
I mean
times?
the making it kind of generic, being quite not judicious but quite liberal in the way that they're doing it and saying that if it is two contemporaries, right, and if there is mu'asara possible, right, and they're not mudallis, then we will have to say that the sama' there. Other scholars, such as Imam Bukhari, is basically says sama' is not only the condition, but also liqa. At least one time in their lifetime, they need to basically have met. And this is the famous, you know, we've done this before, the famous debate between Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari on whether, you know, liqa is required or whether mu'asara is sufficient. Imam Bukhari says at least one time liqa is required, and Imam Muslim says no, mu'asara is sufficient. And this is why in the Sahih Muslim in the Muqaddimah, Imam Muslim says, وَقَالَ بَعْضُ مُنْتَحِلِ الْحَدِيثِ. Some people who kind of pick and choose hadith, muntahil steel hadith, or pick and choose hadith. Some people basically say that this is an attack on Imam Bukhari. I don't think so. It's an attack on Imam Bukhari because the language is too harsh for Imam Muslim, who basically said to Imam Bukhari, "Da'ni uqabbilu bayna, da'ni uqabbilu rijlaiki ya Amir al-Mu'minin fil Hadith." You know, let me kiss your feet, O the Amir al-Mu'minin of Hadith. For him to call him a muntahil, a thief, over a small matter, he's. I read somewhere that he's actually responding to a Mu'tazili here, but there is that ikhtilaf between Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. So he's coming back to this issue of you know, of this wa'an'anatul mu'asir mahmulatun ala samai. The an'ana of contemporaries is always taken to mean that one heard from the other. Bi khilafi ghayr al mu'asir, as opposed to the people who are not contemporary, because if they're not contemporary, right, you know, if I was to basically say and from Imam Bukhari, yeah, if I was to say and from Imam Bukhari, would you accept that as sama'a from me, from Imam Bukhari? Would you?
No.
No, because Imam Bukhari is not contemporaneous to me, right? But if I say from Sheikh Abdurrahim Limbada, who's my teacher, then this from, unless there are other kind of information that's telling you not to accept that from the an as sama audition, there's no contextual evidence to give you another story. You would have to accept that it is that I heard from Imam Bukhari. I heard from Sheikh Abdurrahim Limbada. However, here this is where there is a slight you know, difference between Imam Bukhari. Imam Bukhari basically says that in order for this for the an to be considered a sama, there needs to be proven that they've at least met once in a lifetime. And Imam Muslim says, no, if they're contemporary and there's a possibility of meeting, then we don't need to prove actual liqa. So, for example, according to Imam Muslim, if I say from Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, and I was there was no kind of contextual evidence proving that I did not you know, well, I was a contemporary of Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, you know, and I've read so many of his books. According to Imam Muslim, this would be sufficient to understand that there is sama' of me from Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi. But Imam Bukhari will say, no, there needs to be proven meeting between me and Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi at least once in order to take the an to mean sama'. And the haqq here is with Imam Bukhari, because I have actually never met Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, although I've read about 100 of his books, and I quote from him extensively. I have actually never met him. So do you understand what's happening
Yes.
here? Yeah. وعنعنة المعاصر محمولة على السماع بخلاف غير المعاصر، فإنه تكون مرسلة أو منقطعة. As opposed to the non-contemporary, somebody who's like, if I basically say that from Bukhari, then either that is mursal or some kind of inqita. Mursal here just generally means inqita, another word for inqita. Doesn't necessarily have to mean the mursal of the Sahabi. Okay, it basically means inqita, right? But if I'm saying from Bukhari, from Imam al-Bukhari, there's definitely inqita here. So therefore, what is the condition of accepting an to mean sama'? فالشرط حملها على السماع ثبوت المعاصرة, that there needs to be contemporaneousness, needs to be established, illa min al-mudallis, except from the mudallis. Even if the mudallis was contemporary to the person he's narrating from, but because this person has been branded as a mudallis, he is not allowed to use an unless we can prove that he has used haddathana. So even it doesn't matter if it's a mu'asir, okay? But even it doesn't matter if it's a contemporary, but for that person, if he uses an, then we cannot accept his an. But if only once, if he says haddathana, so according to like Imam Bukhari's opinion, then we can basically take that and in different occasions from this particular person, we can accept it that he's met. فإنها ليست محمولة على السماع, that the mudallis's an cannot be taken to mean sama. Let's have a look at an example of this. This is from the Tabaqat al-Mudallisin of Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani. I think also this is in the Bukhari as well. Haddasana Muhammad ibn Yusuf. Qala haddasana Sufyanu an Humaydin an Anas ibn Malik. So Humaydin al-Tawil is a Mudallis. Yeah? Humayd is doing an'ana. The an'ana of the mudallis is not accepted even if he's a contemporary. قال بزق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في صوبه. قال أبو عبد الله. أبو عبد الله is Imam Bukhari. طوله ابن أبي مريم. قال أخبرنا يحيى ابن أيوب. قال حدثني حميد. قال سمعت أنسا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As far as I, so this is from Bukhari. As far as I remember, this isnad, أخبرني يحيى ابن أيوب قال حدثني حميد قال سمعت أنس عن أنس عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This isnad is not for this hadith. بزق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ثوبه. It's a completely different hadith, but Imam Bukhari still produces this isnad just to show that the liqa and the sama of Humaid and Anas is established. And if it's established one time, then it doesn't matter how many times he says, and we've got an evidence of liqa. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Imam Ibn Hajar says in the Tabaqat, so this bit is the Tabaqat al-Mudallisin, right? Not this bit. This bit is from Bukhari. Humayd al-Tawil صاحب أنس مشهور كثير التدليس عنه حتى قيل إن معظم حديثه عنه بواسطة ثابت وقادات قتادة. That he was a student of Humayd ibn Tawil, a student of Anas ibn Malik. However, he used to do a lot of tadlis to the extent that it said that the most of the hadiths that Humayd narrates from Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who is through Thabit al-Bunani and Qatad ibn Di'ama. ووصفه بالتدليسي النسائي وغيره. And Imam Nasai and others have basically declared him to be a مدلس. وقد وقع تصريحه عن أنس بالسماع وبالتحديث في أحاديث كثيرة في البخاري وغيره. However, we have تحديث from حميد الطويل that he had heard from Anas in many ahadith in Bukhari and other books. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So وقيل يشترط. So he's repeating the mas'ala of an'ana, but it's not, he's not talking about an'anat al-mudallis. So we've read an'anat al-mudallis long time ago. He's mentioning it again here as to, so this an that we see, especially in the earlier part of the isnad, the historically earlier part of the isnad, or the later part as far as the back end of the isnad, how do we kind of read and interpret that? It says if it's mu'asar and the person is not mudallis, then we will deem it to be sama'. Okay, so basically, Islamic hadith studies, as opposed to Western hadith studies, starts off from a position of
acceptance.
Acceptance, as opposed to the position of skepticism. So, a hadith is to be accepted, if not necessarily sahih, it's maqbul, unless you can prove otherwise. And that's why, unless we can prove between the mu'asir, sama' did not take place, then the an is to automatically be interpreted as that there is an established relationship between them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, makes sense.
There's a word that I'm looking for in the spirit of charity, a charitable reading. It's a charity. Jonathan Brown uses that term, a charitable reading rather than a skeptical reading. Yeah. Waqila. By the way, Jonathan Brown is coming to Cardiff in 2 weeks' time. Waqila yushtaratu. Sorry?
I was going to ask, anything in particular? Is it some kind of event?
He's coming to our university. We've invited him for an event. And then he's going to be in London the next day, by the way.
Okay. If you let me know the days, well enough.
He's doing an event in London the following day. Waqila yushtaratu. So it's around the 20th. Of June, I think. وقيل يشترط في حمل عنعنة المعاصر على السماع ثبوت لقائهما. And it has been said that it is a condition to accept the عنعنة of the معاصر as سماع that they met must be established. أي الشيخ والراوي عنه. ولو مرة واحدة, even if one time. ليحصل الأمل من باقي معنعنه, so that there is confidence in the rest of his عنعنة, عن كونه من المرسل الخفي, that we rule out that this is مرسل الخفي. Remember, مرسل الخفي is when two contemporaries when a contemporary narrates from a contemporary and the contemporary has not actually met. Okay, so if I was to narrate from Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, giving the impression that I have met him, but I didn't, because he's a contemporary, this will not be tadlis. This will be known as al-mursal al-khafi. Okay, so he says that at least one time liqa is necessary so that we can rule out mursal al-khafi, irsal al-khafi, wahu al-mukhtar, and that is the preferred position tiba'an li Ali ibn al-Madini wal-Bukhari wa ghayrihima min al-nuqad. And this is what Imam al-Bukhari himself does with this hadith of Humayd ibn al-Tawil from Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. وأطلقوا المشافهة في الإجازة المتلفظ به تجوزا. And the word and the word mushafaha is used metaphorically, tajawuzan, majazan, metaphorically to mean that ijaza which has been verbally giving. So somebody can say shafahani fulan, okay, but or wakadhalika almukataba fil ijaza almaktub biha. And similarly, the word mukataba, wakadha, what does kadha mean? Wakadha al-mushafaha fil ijaza al-maktub biha tajawwazan. So, because mukataba literally means to write, but here it means that somebody say katabani fulan, means that the person has written the ijaza to me. You don't say katabani ijazatan, right? However, as we saw in the Faanid, we saw an example of this. أخبرني محمد بن مقبل الحلبي إجازة مكاتبة. Right? Well, this is what Imam Ibn Hajar, Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani is saying the opposite. That he could have said أخبرني محمد بن مقبل الحلبي مكاتبة. Or he could have said كاتبني محمد بن مقبل الحلبي. And if he was to just say Akhbarani Muhammad al-Muqbil al-Halabi mukatabatan, that would have been perfectly fine. This is what he's saying. You don't need to add the word ijaza. At least the later scholars they used mushafahatan mukatabatan without the ijaza to mean ijaza mukataba or ijaza mushafaha. But here we see Imam Suyuti has mentioned ijazatan mukatabatan. So all of these practices are in vogue. Okay, does that make sense? وهو موجود في عبارة كثير من المتأخرين بخلاف المتقدمين. And this type of practice is found in the practices of the later scholars who just say كاتبني فلان أو شافهني فلان بخلاف المتقدمين, as opposed to the متقدمين. فإنهم إنما يطلقون فيما كتب بالشيخ من الحديث إلى وأطلقوا المشافهة في الإجازة المتلفظ بها وكذا المكاتب والإجازة Okay. بخلاف المتقدمين, as opposed to the متقدمين, they just use these This is talking about mukataba in a generic term, generic way. كتب به الشيخ من الحديث إلى الطالب in what the writing of the hadith by the sheikh to the student, irrelevant of سواءٌ أذن له في روايته أم لا. Irrelevant of whether the sheikh has given ijaza to narrate or not, la fima idha kataba ilayhi bil ijaza faqat, and not for those hadiths which he has given ijaza for only. So basically saying the word katabani fulanun, according to the mutaqaddimun, it just basically means that the sheikh has written these hadiths to me. It has got nothing to do with ijaza. Yeah. It just means he has written Shafahani Fulanun is that so and so has verbally narrated those hadiths to me or said those hadiths to me. It's got nothing to do with ijaza. It's just a matter of fact thing that he just vocalized it or he just written to me. It has got nothing to do with ijaza. As opposed to the mutaakhirun, when they basically write Katabani Fulanun or Shafahani Fulanun, this is an indication of ijaza giving either verbally or ijaza giving in written form. But as we see that this is not a, he said mawjudun fi ibarati kathirin min al-mutaakhirin, but it's not a ubiquitous practice because we've just seen Imam al-Suyuti basically saying ijazatan mukatabatan. So he specifically mentioned that it's a ijaza. Yep. Any questions before we move on?
So if you just say ijaza, what does
That's a
that
different
mean?
that
I'm just
that's a that's a different question that's
Oh,
coming
that's the
later.
next discussion. Okay.
That's ijaza is ijaza. Washtaratu fi sihhati riwayati bil munawala. Now we come to munawala. Munawala nawala yunawilu munawalatan basically means to give something, right? And to receive something, right? So here is a situation if I was to give you my book, yeah, and say I was a muhaddith, living in those times. I was to give you my book, Umar. By me just giving that book, is that permission for you to narrate from me, meaning that you add your name into my isnad or not? That's the question. Let's say a sheikh gifted his narration. Like when we so for example, when me and my friends we went to see Allama Musa Shaheen Lashin, he gifted us chapters of his commentary on Sahih al-Bukhari that he bound, and it was handwritten. So these chapters of Sahih al-Bukhari, he gave us, there's four of us, he gave us four chapters of his commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari. It's munawala, yeah? He gave this. Now, would Sheikh Musa Shaheen Lashin giving me that commentary, handwritten, his handwritten commentary, obviously, he didn't give me the original, it was a photocopy. I think he's made all of these copies so that he can give it to guests and students. So, and he's bounded, right? So, him giving this to me, is that an ijaza? Should I construe that as an ijaza? And then now I can say, Sheikh Musa Shaheen Lashin, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, has given me this ijaza, so I do rewrite from him. So, the general understanding and the asah opinion is just by giving someone without any instruction as to what they can and cannot do with that is not to be deemed as ijaza. If that is the case, then everyone who has been given a book as as a gift would have deemed that to be an ijaza. Does that make sense?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
But since I mentioned my own kind example here, I will say that when Sheikh Musa Shaheen Lashin gave us this book or his papers, he basically said, "And I give you ijaza to narrate from me not only this but everything that I have written." And then we told him about our teacher, Maulana Abdurrahim Limbara Sab, who really loves the his Fathul Mun'im, and he also gave through us ijaza to Maulana Abdurrahim Sab to narrate from him. So it was ijaza of Baraka, but it was an ijaza. So here we have a munawala that he has given us, me and Mufti Shafiq, may Allah give him shifa, and Mufti Mustafa Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who passed away in COVID, and Maulana Ishaq, who's a medical doctor as well from Clapton, four of us, he gave us these, and also he gave us, so this was a munawala, muqtarin bil ijaza. Yeah, this is the discussion here. Washtaratu fi sihhati riwayati bil munawala iqtiranuha bil idhn bil riwaya, that the condition for the riwaya of munawala to be sahih is that it needs to be accompanied with an ijaza. Idhn here is ijaza, permission to narrate. Wahiya, idha hasala hadha shart, arfa'u anwa'il ijaza. When this can do, and it says, and this, munawala, if it is, if it meets all of these conditions, is the highest level of ijaza, lima fiha min at-ta'yini wa at-tashkhisi, because here there is a specification and specifying exactly what and exactly who, right? So he said, I give you this book and I give you ijaza to narrate this book from me. So it was giving, right? And then the ijaza is that this book to you. So it's ta'yin and tashkhis, very specific. And that's why, rather than saying, I give you ijaza to narrate everything from me. Yeah. Or I give everyone ijaza. Yeah. It's that. It's very specific. And that's why munawala al muqtarin bil ijaza then becomes the highest form of ijaza. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. He's giving an example. He says, wasuratuha. And an example of this is ayyad fa sheikh wa aslahu. The sheikh gives his manuscript, aw maqama maqamuhu, or that which is equivalent to that. Like, for example, Sheikh Musa Shaheen didn't give us his asl, he gave us a photocopy of the asl, qa'im maqam, lit talibi. Yeah? To the teacher, to the student. So the sheikh gives his asl or a duplicate of the asl, that's what we can say, to the student, or and yuhdir at-talibu al-asla li-shaykhi, or the student manage to get a copy of the asl from somewhere. He might have copied it from somewhere and brings it to the sheikh. وَيَقُولُ لَهُ فِي السُّورَتَيْنِ, and the sheikh says to him in both these situations, where the sheikh has either given the asl or a copy of it, or the student managed to obtain it from somewhere else and brings it to the sheikh to show. The sheikh says to him in both these situations, هَذَا رِوَايَتِي عَنْ فُلَان, this is my riwaya, these from such and such scholar, فَرْوِهِ عَنِّي, narrate, you have the permission to narrate from me. Yeah. The condition also for munawala, yeah, for munawala also is, because munawala is from the word nawala, wanting, going, exiting somebody's milkiya and going into somebody else's milkiya. So there is a physical transference of property here. It's by mufa'ala, it's a two-way process. So it says, but one of the conditions of munawala is ayyumakkinahu minhu, that the teacher gives tamkin here basically means that gives him makan, a position, or give him rights over it. How? Imma bitamliki, either he gives him ownership of it, makes him malik, gifting it to him. When you give somebody to somebody, then it's a gift. Or imma bil ari, or he loans it to him. So for example, when we get a book from the library, or if you were to borrow a book from me and I lend it to you, then it's a loan, right? It's not a gift. So in either way, either gifting a book and as a result of gifting one becomes malik, or loaning a book as a result of which you are just a borrower and not a an owner. But in both these situations, there has been physical transference of property. One is permanent and the other one is temporary. So that is also one of the conditions of munawala. Because if that isn't there and it's just a verbal ijaza, then it's not a munawala. It's mukataba or mushafa or ijaza. It's not munawala. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to read the whole book, like the qira'a on a shaykh. If he could just give
no,
the
no,
book
no.
And
this,
say...
This is ijaza. This is what the student cannot say qira ala sheikh. He can't say that. He can't say akhbarani or haddathan. He has to say nawalani ijazatan. Yeah, he has to say something like that.
Got it. You know, sheikh, sometimes now when they do the ijazas, they sit and they say, we're going to do ijaza of like Sunan Abu Dawood, and everyone sits in the masjid and they read the whole thing from the beginning to the end. But really, for ijaza, technically, right, understanding what we've learned, you don't have to do that. That would technically be qira'a. Well, I guess the sheikh is reading it, so you're hearing it. So that would technically be istima' rather than ijazah
Yeah,
technically, right?
but the yes, this is a very good question, but there's two different things. The reason why they call it ijaza rather than samaa is samaa comes with actual serious study of that particular book. Like, you remember the samaa in the olden period, in the Asr al-Tadwin, the samaa was done so that they're actually compiling the hadith and collecting the hadith. Does that make sense?
Got it. Makes a
Whereas
lot of sense. Yeah.
ijaza is just baraka. So even though this is yeah, in a way, it's the teacher is qira'atu sheikh to everybody else, but they're not actually studying it. This is just riwayatan. It's not dirayatan, it's riwayatan. So it's ijaza of baraka. There may be ulama there who understand it, but there may be other people who don't understand it. So this is an ijaza of my brother, who loves these things. He's not an alim, but he loves going into all of these maqras. So I basically asked him permission if I can show this. This is from Muhammad Abu Bakr Danyal. Ijaza khasa fi muwatta Imam Malik ibn Anas ibn Malik ibn Amir. Alhamdulillah, he says, فَإِنَّ الْأَخَ الْفَاضِلِ مُحَمَّد مُجَاهِدَ عَلِي قَدْ سَمِعَ عَلَيَّ الْحَدِيثِ الْمُسَلْسَلِ بِالْأَوَّلِيَّ وموطأ الإمام مالك. So he says قد سمع علي yeah الحديث المسلسل بالأولية وموطأ الإمام مالك برواية يحيى بن يحيى الليثي وكان ذلك خلال الدورة التي عقدها الأكاديمية القرطبية للدراسات الإسلامية غير الاتصال عن عبر الاتصال عن بعد. There we go. Basically online. So he's basically saying عبر الاتصال عن بعد online. Which is a new concept. Now, this would have been something
Right.
very alien to the mutaqaddisin. Ittisal and bu'd are oxymoron. Yeah, abra al-ittisal and bu'd
Right.
are oxymoron. But nowadays we are living in oxymoronic times. Yeah. وكان مفطع. Okay, he's giving the date. وأجيزُ المذكور بهما إجازة خاصة وذلك بالشرط المعتبر وأوصي بتقوى الله وأن يكون متبعا في العقائد وقول أوكي ولا ينساني. So yeah, so I'm just looking at this. I mean, this is definitely an ijaza of barakah, right? It is not an ijaza. It is not a teaching
Right.
ijaza. Does that make sense? Although it's targeted, ujizul mazkur bihima, like the musalsal bil awliyan mutaimam Malik and to my brother is targeted. The ijaza of the what we call the mujaz bihi, the thing which is giving ijaza for. The Muwatta Maliki and the Musalsal bil Awliya is specified, and the person's name is, and the Mujaz Lahu is also specified. But this is not an ijaza, although the Sima is there. Fatsami' alayya al hadith al Musalsal bil Sima is there, but this is not a haddathana type of ijaza. This is an ijaza of barakah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm not sure if this gives my brother ijaza to teach the musalsal and the muwatta of Imam Malik. I don't think so. I need to ask Sheikh Imtiaz Abu Bakr Daniel this question as to what is the nature of this. I'm most likely, and that's not because I want to kind of have something against my brother. May Allah give him a long life and give him barakah. He's my elder brother, but I just want to kind of, I'm curious as to this. Yeah, but I asked his permission if I can use this, my brother's permission if I can use this in class. Yeah.
So
Another one, if you want to see. Is another ijaza if you want to see it. A very nice ijaza. This is Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani in Ad-Durar al-Kamila. So this is my so I read a lot of these books, and then when I find something and it's in the back of my head, I just kind of noted it down, zap it, right? Because like who looks for these things? Yeah, but they just come about. So this is Imam Ibn Hajar is he's doing a history. Is a historian as well. He's doing a history of the Mamluk period or the status of Hadith scholarship in his time. And he's I found this in the Tarjum of Ibrahim ibn Ishaq al-Mudhi Afifi Din al-Hanafi. Akhbarana Abu Dhar Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Hirawi fima adhina lana an narwiyahu anhu ijazatan. Yeah, so this is he's using the word akhbarana, right? But this akhbarana should not be construed as akhbarana as in that we actually sat down and studied with him and we did qirat to him, because he's qualifying that. Fima adhina lana an narwiyahu anhu ijazatan, that he's given permission that we narrate from me, and that is ijazatan. So this akhbarana, so that's why I say later on the akhbarana and these things have actually got no meaning. It's only in that narrow asr tadwin that they have a particular meaning. Yeah. Qala akhbarana Abu
Yeah.
al-Abbas Ahmad ibn Musa al-Baghindi yukhrijan qira'atan alayhi. So he's saying akhbarana qira'atan alayhi, because he said, because normally akhbarana basically means qira'atan alayhi. So he's used akhbarana here, but he explained what he means by that. He's using akhbarana here and he's explaining what he means here. قال حدثنا أبو نعيم عبد الملك بن محمد الفقيه قال حدثنا داوود بن علي بن خلف قال حدثنا قبيصة قال حدث سفيان عن الشيب عن الشيباني عن الشعبي عن شريح أن عمر بن Sorry, this is from Ibn Abdul Barr, Jami'u Bayan al-Ilmi wa Dalilihi. This is from Imam Ibn Abdul Barr, who's basically doing this. Imam Ibn Hajar, he basically talks about Ibrahim Ibn Ishaq al-Mudhi al-Afif al-Din, and he says, wa huwa min shuyukhi bil ijaza amma. He's my sheikh. He's given me ijaza amma. Like the way that my brother has not formally studied with Sheikh Daniel, but it's his sheikh through ijaza amma. Sorry, this is from Imam Ibn Abdul Barr. That's why it was confusing me, and also this name was confusing me. Like, why would the Imam Abu Dhar Muhammad Ahmad al-Hirawi is a later? Why would Ibn Hajar be thinking from him? But this is the one that I wanted to show to you, Sheikh Yasin Fadani, Rahmatullahi Alayh. Muhammad Yasin Fadani was an Indonesian scholar brought up in the Haram in Medina, and he was known as the or in Mecca, and he was one of the muhaddith of the Haramain of the last century. And this is the book on, it's called Al-Ujala fi Ahadith Al-Musalsala, and in there this is the Muqaddama, right? He basically, I just want to read this Muqaddama. He says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Ashraf al-Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa tabi'inahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. So it's when you start reading the biographies of scholars, and when you start kind of reading these kind of stories, it actually brings the topics to life, because the topic is very abstract, and when you start seeing what people are doing and the personal anecdotes, it brings. So this is in social science, this will be called thick description, and I like it because then it's, oh, okay, this is what was happening, because sometimes it's very, very abstract, isn't it? He says, "Amma ba'd, fayaqulu al-khuwaydam al-ilm." Says the little khadim of ilm, what talaba bi baladillah, and is khadim of ilm and a student of ilm in Makkah, Muhammad Yasin ibn Muhammad Isa al-Fadani al-Makki إن من منن الله تعالى في زيارتي إلى المدينة المنورة بعد انتهاء الحرب العالمية الثانية. One of the grace of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is that He has allowed me to visit مدينة منورة after the Second World War. So we're talking just after 1946. Yeah. أن تشرفت بزيارة الأخ الزميل العزيز المحب الوفي المحدث المسند الشيخ أبو الفضل محمد إبراهيم بن ملا سعد الله الختني ثم المدني في منزله بالساحة. So he says that Allah graced me with visiting this friend of mine in Medina. واجتمعت فيه بأخوة أجلة من رواد الحديث والإسناد. And there were other scholars there who were hadith and scholars and Isnad scholars. And he specifically mentioned Isnad because by that time, علم الإسناد was dying out. Even though, even in India, even though hadith knowledge was great, but the ilm of the isnad was dying out. What I really like is this word ruwad. Ruwad is the modern word for astronomers. You know, astronomers go up into the space onto the moon, and they basically, you know, search for the truth and search for haqiqa. And he's using the word. Well, obviously, he's not using it in the meaning of astronomers. This is a classical Arabic word. But what's interesting is that the modern word for astronomers is also ruwad. So again, there is a kind of investigative, enthusiastic, you know, like almost childish curiosity there by using the word ruwad. Yeah. بإخوة أجلة من رواد الحديث والإسناد وهم من عدة أقطار إسلامية they're from different parts of the Muslim world فطلب مني الزميل المذكور إسماعهم حديث الرحمة بالمسلسل الأولية my friend he basically asked me to kind of read the hadith المسلسل بالأولية to everyone فأسمعتهم so I read it out to him ثم أكد علي رغبتهم الصادقة لتلقي المسلسل الحديث على شروطها and they basically wanted to read more أحاديث المسلسلات with me فقلت إلى غد he said I said tomorrow حتى أفكر وأنظر الفرصة so that I can you know I have some time to think about it وقبل أن يمضي يوم حضروا إلى منزلي بدار المكرم الشيخ أبي بكر عبد الجواد إمام باب الرحمة ومعهم شفيعهم الزميل المذكور. said, you know, before the end of the day, although I said, let me think about it, you know, they came to my house, you know, where I was staying, and they basically said, they brought a نسخة of a book المسلسل of أبو طيب المدني and when I ولما أنست فيهم الأهلية and when I basically felt that you know they were really enthusiastic to study with me وألحوا علي في الاستجابة and they kind of really forced me and cajoled me to accept their reward request أجبت I accepted فأمليت عليهم هذه العجالة في so they bought a they brought with them a book on مسلسلات by أبو طيب المدني so he said I accepted the request and they basically wrote my own book called العجالة وعجالة basically means something which is done in haste so he must have just put that this book العجالة مسلسلة from his memory he must have just did it in haste so that he can read it out to them so سبحان الله I mean these guys were machines right في الأحاديث المسلسلة مقتصرا على ما في مسلسلات أبي طيب so only confining myself to what is in the مسلسلات of أبو طيب and not going out وتلقاهم مني على شروطها and everybody they receive this from me according to the conditions مسلسلة بأعمال القولية والفعلية what are the conditions so remember in the مسلسلات we said sometimes it was بالأسودين with زمزم and dates So when the hadith of Zamzam and dates came, you know, I gave them Zamzam and dates and they received Zamzam and dates. When the hadith of Assalamu alaikum Musalsal bi Salam came, I did Salam, they did Salam. When the hadith of Musalsal bi Surah As-Saff came, you know, we all read Surah As-Saff together. So they acted it out. As we say, Musalsal bi A'mal al-Qawliya wal-Fa'liya. Wa ajaztuhum biha ijazatan khassa. This is the bit that I wanted to draw your attention to. But this thick description is also very nice. Ajaztuhum biha ijazatan khasta. I gave them all biha, what's biha, of the ujala, the mujaz bihi. I gave them specific ijaza that all of them individually they can narrate this book from me. وعلى رأسهم الزميل الشيخ محمد إبراهيم الخوتاني ثم عن you know foremost of them is Sheikh Muhammad Ibrahim al-Khutali. Similarly, ajaztuhum bijami'i marwiyatihi wa mu'allafati. Similarly, I have also given them ijaza for all of my writings and all of my riwayats, even the ones that they did not study from. So I gave them ijaza khassa of this al-ujala that they studied with me, but then I went ahead and I gave ijaza for everything that they that I have written and I have rewired, don't do it, even though they haven't studied it with me. Ijaza of Baraka. Do you understand? Yeah.
Yes.
Then he moves on, and this is the interesting, really interesting bit, and we can talk about this next week. He says, Bal qad ajaztu bi jami'i dhalika ahlu asri wa waqti. He says, nay. Rather, I give ijaza of everything that I have written and everything that I don't rewrite for everyone that is living in my time and in my era. Okay, so if we were living in Sheikh Muhammad Yasin Fadhani's time, then we would have been included in that ijaza. So everybody, right? This is called ijaza amma. Wallaha as'al an yanfa'a bihi innahu sami'un mujib. So this is very interesting that he's giving an ijaza amma to the whole world, right? And Sheikh Abul Fayd Muhammad Yasin Al-Fadani rahmatullahi alayhi has read the Nuzha and has read all of the other books on Usulul Ulum al-Hadith, and he knows that this is not accepted because it is not ijaza amma is not accepted, but still he mentioned it as Baraka, which we will read next week. Any questions before we stop for today's lesson?
Well, just
Yes.
one quick question. So about the, the categories, different categories of transmission, so everything that we've kind of like spoken about this week and last week. On a practical level, when would it kind of come into play?
So I think. Do you know the l last lesson, which was like 3 weeks ago from now? I did a kind of a long discussion on what is the purpose of the isnad. Have you heard that?
I remember you talking about it.
About the different categories of this. Were you there then? In
I'm not
three
sure
weeks.
if that I was it the one where there's eight different categories?
Sorry?
Was it the one where there's eight different categories? So at the top you've got Samiatu and Hadathani, and then below that you've
No,
got
no, no,
Akhbarani.
no, no. So yes, so it was that text in the text, but I gave a kind of an introduction to the nature of the isnad, what the isnad or the purpose of the isnad, which was not in the text.
That might have been the lesson I missed, I think, maybe.
Okay, listen to that. If it doesn't curb your appetite, then we can talk about it next week. You can throw the question next week in the beginning because it was quite a long discussion. Is that okay?
Okay, inshallah, inshallah.
Okay, Barakallahu feek. I will see you all next week. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.